I'm a making it. How about yourself?
Thanks.
What's doing?
I'm just fine. Yeah, they're doing good. Getting along, having fun, and just enjoying life, you know. So, yep, they're doing good. How's that run going this morning?
I'm running a little bit ahead of time.
Fantastic.
Got about, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes left, and then I'd put it in the book.
Not bad at all. That'd be good. Get a little coffee going, get on some HF, and just enjoy the morning.
I'm hoping, anyway. Say you got planned at work.
A crazy one. Yeah, we got a good bit going on today, which it looked like, I think originally I thought I saw we were supposed to have some rain today, but it looks like maybe just cloudy, so that'd be good. We got a couple of big projects that require being outdoors for some of the stuff, so that might help us get going on some of those. So, yeah, it'll probably be a pretty crazy day, but hopefully it won't be over the top.
You think it's just supposed to be cloudy today?
We're headed back down into the 30s for a good little while, and then I even saw where we'll be back into the 20s towards the end of this week. So I was kind of hoping we were done with some of that, but I guess we still got a little more ways to go.
And my wild plum bushes are starting to bloom.
Make it through if we get a couple more hard freezes. Hopefully they'll pull on through that. I'm sure they'll be fine, though.
Those blooms are gone. I won't get no plums again this year.
It won't. That way we can, you can enjoy some of those this year, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Have some this year so I can make some jelly for everybody, but if it's going to get down into 20s, it's going to frost, and I might as well forget it.
Plant some stuff in my garden early last year, and I ended up just having to redo it about a month later. And I got a little overzealous trying to get it early, but that did not pay off.
I hate to say it, that's the story of my life when it comes to gardening. Had a garden in several years.
Was the first year we really did it and tried to make something happen with it, and it did really, really well. I was very pleased with it. It was a lot of fun, and did really good. So I'm looking forward to giving it another good go this year. See what we can do. Try to maybe do a little extra this year.
Everything turns out well for you. Years, my tomato plants ain't done good at all. They'll get about 6 foot tall. Tomatoes get about the size of a tennis ball, and that's it.
I got a little crick. I got a little carried away on the tomatoes last year. I had about 5 or 6 plants, and man, them things took off. I mean, I couldn't keep up with them. I gave a ton of tomatoes away last year. They just kept on coming out. They were good. We made some homemade spaghetti sauce a couple of times, did some stuff like that, and it all turned out really well. So I'm going to probably scale it back a little bit this year. Yeah, they did real well. Of course, I know several people that did tomatoes last year and did really, really well with them. So I don't know what it was about last year, but evidently it was a good year for tomatoes.
KM4 and AP Friday. Well, it wasn't good for me. Like I said, they get about the size of a tennis ball, and that's it.
Ours, I'm trying to remember, we had one that was kind of a larger variety. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head now. And they got, you know, they got pretty decent size, but I did a couple, like the little cherry tomato plants and stuff like that. So those things, man, those things were like just about shooting off the plants. They were coming in so fast on those. I was surprised. I didn't think they were gonna do like they did, but it was pleasant. You know, it was a good surprise.
Try something different this year, and hopefully they'll turn out better.
4POT. What you gonna do different?
Put them in buckets here, Corey. We don't plant but about 4 or 5. So I'm gonna put them in a bucket and I'm gonna fix them the way I grew up. The way I fixed them the last couple of years, the way she's always done it and they did it. But this year I'm gonna do it my way.
Hey, doesn't hurt to just try things out, see what works good. That's the way to go.
Now, fertilizer today is not what it used to be years ago.
I'm sure on that.
You have to use twice as much.
KO4, CEF, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Andrew, you on Echo Link today?
Yeah, I'm cheating today. My truck's down again. Freaking battery died on me on my way home, and I just barely limped it in the driveway. So I don't know. I hope we can do an OEM cable put on it, and I'm getting tired of it.
That can be a pain. Well, I hope we can get that resolved soon.
Yeah, me too. Y'all carry on. I just wanted to tell everybody good morning. I'm just going to kind of listen in. Maybe not type in too much, but cheating this morning anyway on Echo Link. Yeah, I just didn't want to punish everybody with the HT this morning. How's it sound? Is it good or bad?
I'm copying you good. What about you?
Jay?
You try and get into the contest this past weekend?
I had a couple projects I was working on at the house. I didn't even know about it until Saturday night. I had the radio on in the background and I heard somebody mention it. And so I didn't even know about it. So no, I didn't get to participate in that. How about you?
My fan was bad. I only got 8 contacts. But one contact was out of France, and he was actually doing the South Carolina QSO party. South Carolina Saturday, and North Carolina was Sunday.
Pretty cool.
Listened twice for what he was saying. I said, now that's a French call sign out of France. But yeah, he's calling CQ for the South Carolina QSO party. I had to go back to him.
On that. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I was working all day, so I didn't get to do anything with it, but yeah, maybe next time. Well, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. Hope you guys have a fantastic day today. 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you in the morning. KK4POT.
Stand safe. Have a good one, and don't work too hard. 7-3s.
7-3, Tim. Hope you have a great day at work.
Plan this morning, Andrew.
Say that again. I was taking a drink of my coffee.
I said, what you got planned for today?
Nothing much. Just work. Hope that goes smoothly because yesterday was a disaster. Quite a bit of my truck fixed. Well, I was supposed to try to take it to the shop, so I'm just tired of putting it in the shop.
Sometimes they like to nickel dime you to death. I've been there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my mechanic's done a good job, but I'm ready for him to solve this issue. I mean, it didn't really, I don't feel like it started being an issue until he had to splice into my battery cable and try to replace the post. So now I'm hoping just if he can get me a brand new cable that runs to both batteries and the alternator, I hope that'll fix it because my driver's side battery ends up just running out of juice. And my truck just goes into limp mode, and I've got no power then.
Like when he did that, he sort of messed things up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Or it's either that, or maybe there was some more corrosion in the cable that we're not seeing that's covered up. I mean, who knows? It got so bad corroded and Ford has these great terminals that are like hollowed out, and they just hold corrosion, so I couldn't ever get it out. So he tried to replace everything for me, but he couldn't get me an OEM cable at the time. So I hope this time he can.
Let me know, and I'll see if I can find one over this way.
Roger that. My wife, like I said, hopefully she'll call him today. I know there's some websites that I can order OEM stuff from, so if he can't get it, the only thing he tends to do is if I have to order it, you know, he won't warranty that particular part. But, I mean, you know, he still kind of warranties the work, but that's why I'm ready for him to get it fixed.
Blame me, I'd be wanting it fixed, too. Well, I can call this one in the book. I'm done early.
Yeah, I'm just ready to be done with it. I don't want a new one. I mean, I would like a new one, but I really don't want to pay for a new one. But I'm ready for it to be done. That way I can go to the beach and not have to worry about it. You only made 8 contacts during the South Carolina QSO party?
I made 8. Man, was bad. I had to fight to get 4 of them.
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, I heard 2 people the whole time calling the South Carolina QSO party. One was a guy actually in Spartanburg. I heard him. And then there was another guy I heard from Quebec. He was calling South Carolina QSO party. But then I just kind of gave up on it after that.
One guy in Oconee County, which is the county I live in, and that man from France, and then everybody else was down toward mid-lowlands.
Yeah, I think Ken, he said he got a pretty good bid on 80 meters, I think is what he was saying. By then, I'd pretty much been done with it, and I wasn't going to do it anymore.
That's where I got all of my contacts, was on 80 meters. I couldn't hear anybody on 40. The noise level was like a 9, almost a 10 at my house.
Yeah, the noise has definitely been a lot higher lately. Shoot, I'm still waiting on my part to come from MFJ. I guess this semiconductor shortage is causing that issues. But what really irritates me is I order it, and then they'll tell me it's on back order. But if you go on their website, it'll tell you they got it in stock, or it'll at least let you order it. They never say it's on back order.
I believe I'd be trying to find something somewhere else, but that's why they're not going to do the 3,000, 5,000 Yeezys anymore. It's because semiconductor plant over in Japan burned to the ground. So it'd be a year or a little better before they're back in production.
Yeah, right now everything's being affected by this semiconductor shortage. And, I mean, I don't even know when it's going to come back. So, hopefully I get my part from MSJ. It would be just nice if they would at least put something on their website and say these are going back order or something. That way I would know not to order one from there. But once you order it, then you're just kind of waiting in limbo, and they send you an email every so often to let you know they're still waiting.
I'll order and see if I can find it somewhere else.
Yeah, I know Gigaparts, they had it out of order, or they're not taking any orders because it's on back order. There was a couple other websites I checked, and of course Amazon doesn't carry them, so I was just, you know, crap out of luck on that one. KO4CE.
Hey, Friday. Well, I guess, you know, apparently that plant pretty much serviced everybody.
Yeah, I'm really not sure the reason for it. I mean, even at work, they're trying to funnel everything they can to us, even if they got to shutter some of our other plants in the different countries, just because, unfortunately, the X models are selling the most, and we're the bread and butter right now. But, I mean, even, I think, Ford had to cut back on production, and some other manufacturers have been affected pretty bad as well.
Son, he used to pull Triple Crown for BMW, and he told me one time about y'all had a hard time getting stuff out of Mexico.
Yeah, they've been struggling. We thought the Texas thing was going to be an issue, but we ended up getting around that. But hopefully we keep the plant running and these semiconductors don't really cause us too many issues. I don't know. Right now, it's just kind of a wait and see.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, young man.
Morning, Ken.
Morning, guys.
Look at that video I sent you.
No, I haven't yet.
This is on over to Andrew. No, I haven't told him about it. That little old antenna is called a slinky antenna. And it really surprised me of what it will do.
I see this weekend is the Worldwide DX contest.
Speak for me this weekend.
And you cannot let me catch you.
Wrong the other day. I have 70 countries. I didn't mean to lie to you.
Up and then tear me down. I see how you are.
Kicking my tail here lately. So, you'll catch me and pass me one day.
Had to meet Andrew this week, Friday.
Over there.
Jim.
Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel. Sorry about the loss of your friend.
Yeah, I'm really tired. That was actually my girlfriend's brother.
You guys doubled.
The reason I didn't answer the phone yesterday was I was on the phone with my son down in Charleston. The antenna, it cost $50.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to have to say 7-3s to you. I got to run on in the plant, so hopefully y'all have a great day. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow I'll be back in my truck. I'm not stuck in this stupid car. Use an Echo Link or my HT. So, y'all have a great day. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
7-3, Andrew. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
4WZM.
Going in the house. I just pulled up the driveway, and I need to go in. So, I will catch you in the morning. 7-3 to both of you. KN4 and AP will be clear.
Good one.
J4LEZM.
Say go yesterday, Daniel. We wait around an hour to get started. How did your day go?
Yes, my girlfriend called me and she started bawling her eyes out for us to leave early and they let me go at 3 o'clock.
I know she's pretty tore up about it.
Yeah, for sure. Me too. I used to hang out with her whole family. I've known them for a long time now.
I got rid of my motorcycle. It doesn't matter how good I know how to ride it. It's just that other people just ain't going to let you survive. And it just got so dangerous, I just figured I'd quit while I was ahead.
An 84-year-old made a left-hand turn in front of me and destroyed my bike. So, no, I don't have a motorcycle anymore.
Maybe not going to want you to get one. West, where there was, you know, a lot less traffic and a lot of, you know, rural roads and stuff like that would be different. But, man, around here, it's just, man, it's just so congested. It just, every day you read where somebody's getting hurt or killed, it just ain't worth it to me.
No, my crash, I wasn't certain if I'd die or not, because it was pretty bad. I didn't get hurt, but boy, when I was coming up on that car and I knew I was going to hit, I didn't know what would happen.
Workmate from out there at Fabri-Cal, his son-in-law, somebody come around the curve on the wrong side, and he had an accident on his bike and ended up barely surviving but lost his leg.
Back and said something else. What were you saying?
I was saying that my old workmate his son-in-law was riding his bike and somebody come around the curve on the wrong side and he had a wreck and he lost his leg.
That's crazy. And to make things more traumatic for my girlfriend, when my accident occurred, I was actually supposed to be catching up with her. She was at the fuel station waiting for me, and the accident occurred in the intersection right before the fuel station. So she remembers, you know, all the commotion going on, calling my phone, "Is that you?" Then walking over to see what happened. So this was very, very, very fresh for her just a month ago, and she got to watch me get suddenly taken away in the ambulance, so this is very traumatic for her, and she most certainly does not want me to get another bike right now. It's been too much for her to see.
In that one, I believe I just, I used up all of my 9 lives in that, and let's just call it even.
Nothing more than riding motorcycles. That is the funnest thing I have ever done in my whole life, and I agree with you right now. Seeing too much of people dying, I'm good now.
It wasn't too bad in the morning because I was, you know, this time in the morning or a little earlier going through town and that. But, man, coming back, I was coming up 85, making that 85, 385 interchange and that, and it's like it's just flat out too dangerous.
Know of some people that got killed there. One of my old coworkers lost a family member in an accident involving a motorcycle there a couple weeks ago.
Ones that are acting a fool and everything and they're zigzagging in between cars, they get by with it for a while, but the ones that are paying attention, those are the ones that somebody pulls out in front of.
And play stupid, they eventually get theirs too. I know some people that happens to. The tendency of dying instantly with not much of a bike left when that happens.
And to a brother, well, I didn't read the article. I just saw where somebody had gotten killed.
The fire department and EMS, and he was leaving the fire department to go to work at EMS yesterday. He was in Greer when all that rain came through. Came around the curve a little too quick, started losing control, and crashed head on into a Dodge 2500 heading the opposite direction because he crossed the center line and went into oncoming traffic. The kid on the motorcycle was 24. The guy driving the Dodge pickup truck was also a firefighter, and he was 23. He wasn't hurt.
Should have been going so fast in the rain. I mean, you can't. It don't take nothing. If that wheel starts to slip out, you're just along for the ride then.
Happened to him. I gotta go for just a second. I'll be right back there with him. ADM, I have returned.
KN4TFW.
A long time since I have been this tired.
A long day yesterday, didn't get much sleep, did you?
I got talking to her until early this morning, 2 a.m. or so. So I got me a little bit of a nap, and I didn't sleep good either. At all.
Good day.
It ain't a good idea for me to go to work, but it's not a family member of mine, so it's not like they're going to give me any time off.
That's the bad part about it. You don't have no vacation time neither. You just started, so that just makes it difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be a relatively difficult week, but things will get better.
Okay, the only thing you can do is time is all that makes it better, but I ain't going to say it. You know, the better's not a really good word, I don't guess, but it just makes it easier.
It does. interesting. His family is just like my family. And he was really similar to me. That's why he was out riding a motorcycle in the rain, because that's some stupid thing that I used to do all the time. We were very similar to each other and hung out and tried to one-up each other and all that constantly. When it happened to him, it really felt like I was watching what would happen to my family if it happened to me, and it was really terrifying.
It's not any fun. They're the ones that got to live with it, you know. I've lost a son and I've lost a wife, so, you know, it just doesn't get any easier.
I understand. It's not your ride, but it ain't about just me. That's kind of selfish.
Big picture, you know. And then if you, you know, especially if you had a family started already, you know what I mean? Then now a lot of people are really out. We're dependent on you.
Wife and a kid.
So the child will never really get to know their father.
Not too yet. So, yeah, the child will never know his father. Anyway, I'm sorry to talk about that stuff.
What's your route today?
You know, as I'm going in at the absolute last possible minute. It was all I could do to get out of bed. I'm allowed to go into work anytime between 4 and 6. And they like to talk crap about the people that show up at 6 a.m. But thankfully, I'm a person who's always there at 4:45. And I am showing up today hoping to make it to the time clock at 5:59.
You still got 11 minutes.
I'm traveling to rest right now through the center of town, so I just got to make it to Cherrydale, that's all. So I'm thinking I'll make it okay.
Making construction and that, and having you be there at 7 and then plan on getting off at 5, and the boss tell you got to stay till midnight. And then it was an hour ride home, and then do it all the next day, and then stay to midnight again.
Do that. Yes, sir.
We're a little bit too old to keep doing it now. You wonder how we were immortal when we were young, right?
Yep. I mean, you'd be stupid tired and you'd be a zombie, but hey, you'd make it through just fine. It's not like it killed you or anything.
My dad and some buddies of his, we get up in the morning and go to work construction all day, come home and then go out dancing and partying all night, come in just in time to turn the alarm clock off and start the next day. And it's like, yeah, that's not going to be for me.
I'm good. I'm probably going to get home today as early as I possibly can and go straight to bed and try to sleep for close to 12 hours.
Up now.
This right now is rough. I tell you what, as funny as it sounds, I wasn't going to mention it. As funny as it sounds, I fell asleep last night and all I dreamed about was interacting with that dude. And my dreams are extremely vivid. It's like real life. Everything's the same. I have all 5 senses and they're every bit as sharp in dreams as they are in reality. So I'd wake up periodically and then I'd remember that was literally just a dream because he's actually gone. It was pretty difficult.
Here, hold on.
Enough about that. I'm going to try to move on past at least for the day.
Can't wait anyway, so you might as well just move on to greener pastures. My radio with you to help keep you awake this morning.
I'm awake on my way to work. No doubt about it, I'm awake. I just don't feel the greatest. That's the difference.
Job, you know you're busy, you know, moving stuff and everything. If you had a desk job, it would really suck. KN4 TFW.
ADM.
If I had a desk job, I'd be asleep. This job will keep me awake. I won't realize how tired I am until after I get home. I don't usually feel tired while driving, but as soon as I get home, good grief, I'm out. So at least I'll sleep good when I go home. That's the only good thing. Lock in on time. That is great.
Be late.
Really don't. I have never been late to this job, and I don't ever want to be late to this job.
You're a lot like me. I mean, I usually get there about 6:10, 6:15, and I don't have to be there until 7.
To the way that I am, and it is difficult to find people with those values these days. Especially for my generation, I am 26. Not a lot of people are like me. Very few.
Well, your age, you can't get them to show up 5 days in a row.
Which is why I won't struggle to find work. And I have my CDL, so between those two skills and my work ethic, I'll stay employed.
You can go anywhere you want in the country, you can, you know what I mean, and never have to worry about having a job.
Well, I did it. And I'm almost to work. Gotta make it through the cherry deal light, and I'm pretty much there at that point. I'm in good shape. I'm happy about that. WD, right? KJ4WDM.
Out now.
At the moment, I'll be able to come back after you. But work is right in front of me.
73, it's good to talk to you. And sorry again about all that you're going through and that, but I hope you have a really safe day and a quick day and you get caught back up on your sleep. KN4TFW, 73.
Thanks. And I will catch you later. KN4TSW, KJ4WDM73, see you. Have a great one. I'll be out for now, I think.